Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales. Issue 59. Remember Her. There is a place that doesn't exist. It is safe from everything that does. A woman's soul has been pushed there. Her name is Eleni. She is outside of time, but she can watch what happens in time. She mostly watches the present. Those happenings create the future there. Now she is looking at the future. In frustration, she screams. She screams in the loneliness of everything that isn't. She can only see the present and the past clearly. The future is every possibility. The further into the future, the more complex the combinations of events that lead to other events. She cannot wrap her mind around it, and that is why she screams. But she tries, because there are those she loves that do exist, and she has a question that she must know the answer to. She searches the future. It is so confusing that she finds herself naturally looking closer and closer to the present. She must look closer towards the current time of the ones she loves. Chief among those is her husband, Kelvar. So she looks to him and she finds nothing. She finds him dying in a hospital with the doctors at a loss to do anything for him.
What has happened to him?
So she goes slightly into the past to try and see why he has become this way. She sees him showing a battle in his mind. It is a battle between the Dark Ones and a great army of those resisting.
What is this battle? Why is he using it to draw in the Warriors?
She watches the events intently, and finally, she sees her husband cry out her name before being taken to the hospital.
He remembers. He remembers me. And now, even he is dying. What can I do?
She is frantic as she tries to look to his future. But again, it is too reliant on other events. She cannot understand. So again, she screams in anguish. She screams and she screams until finally she feels a bit better. She looks to this battle. She finds that it did not happen. Well, it did not happen in the reality that her husband knows. It was a battle in the reality that Michael came from. She has never met Michael. She had only heard a bit of him, She only knows that he says that he is a warrior from a different reality, and that he has the power to literally paralyze persons that gaze upon his light. Eleni looks at his past. What she sees is horrible. She sees his childhood as a captive and his young adulthood as a warrior watching his friends die one by one. She cannot watch this for long and moves back to the battle. It is too violent and horrible. She's about to move her attention away when she notices something strange. It is someone she knows. It is her fellow warrior and friend. It is Barrier. She notices the Barrier seems to be stitched into the picture. It is like he has been added.
But this is a different reality and a different time. How did he get here?
She looks at Barrier's past, and she sees how he was transported to the past of a different reality. As she watches, she realizes that the battle Kelvar put together was the future battle for Barrier. It is a battle that he may never be at. It was his possible future. Eleni is confused. She sits there thinking, he may never be there, but in her husband's mind, Barrier was there. Eleni has been in the mind of Kelvar many times. She knows him. She knows the worlds he creates inside himself. She understands how he sometimes hides things in those images, and sometimes how he points things out. She knows that Kelvar was pointing out Barrier in this weird way. She also sees how Barrier doesn't belong in this place he is. He seems to be weaving himself into stories that would have originally been different. That is why Barrier seems so added to the battle Kelvar depicted.
He must want Barrier to be there.
She looks at Barrier's future. She tries to figure out a way for Barrier to get to that battle. She finds that it is easy. She easily sees a path for him to get to the battle. It is easy because so many events have already been decided.
But what can I do?
Then she looks again.
Well, that is odd. The Crystal Lind? I guess that has to happen first. It has to be the Summoner.
In the Green Realm, the Summoner and three soldiers make their way to the command module for the warship they are on. It has been vacated by a mysterious group that has attacked the known Reba. Before they left, they set the ship on a collision course with the sun, as the group quickly confirms.
I have the sensors working. We are headed for the sun. There are numerous battles going on in space and on the planet Reba. There is an armada of ships battling the known Reba, and more on the way. It looks like a complete invasion.
Can you raise any other Artonian ships?
Negative. Either no one has working equipment, or there just is no one out there.
I don't know what they did to the ship. I cannot figure out how to change the course. I may have brought us some time, though. I've managed to get partial shielding up. I've also sent out a distress call. Some of the known Reba ships have responded. They are on their way. With the shielding, they should arrive in time to save us.
The Summoner hears the voice of his sister.
Yuta, I feel strange. Something is happening.
Is the enemy coming back?
No. It's not them. Help me, Yuta. Something is wrong. What's wrong, Amy? Oh, I feel bad. I don't know.
The summoner is so worried that he is actually speaking vocally. He is forgetting that no one can see or hear Amy. Even he cannot see her, usually. The soldier's attention is drawn to him.
Who are you talking to?
Amy! Amy! What's wrong? Amy, answer me!
There's only silence. Yuta panics as though he has lost his sister again.
Restrain him.
Two of the soldiers advance to the summoner. They try to grab his arm, but he punches one in the face and struggles with the other. The dazed soldier grabs the summoner. They thrash about the room. The metallic sounds of the battle armor hitting battle armor is heard. Equipment is damaged, and fire starts burning. Finally, the two soldiers subdue the summoner. But then, the summoner shines a bright blue. The light catches the soldiers by surprise. The summoner calls the young fires to himself. They cannot reach him because the two soldiers are on top. The fire engulfs them. It is more of a nuisance than anything else. The soldiers are protected by the armor. One of them panics and tries to smother the flames. He yells as the flames swirl around him. He yells as the three of them fight. The fires grow. The fires seem to grow and go wild. There is damage to the equipment, and the shields start to flicker. The unengaged soldier frantically tries to guard the equipment for the shields. He yells as he realizes what is happening as they plunge towards the sun. The summoner completely loses control. He is so dizzy. He begins to shine two colors. He begins to shine gold. The blue and gold colors spin around him. Gold summons spirits. He has no idea what he is summoning, but something is coming. A ways away, there is a woman that isn't there. She doesn't exist anymore. She could shine. She was a warrior when she actually existed. When she shone, she was able to control people's bodies. For some reason, she still can. And for some reason, it still works. She stands there with tears in her eyes. She knows that maybe no one will ever remember her. Next time, Going to the Sun.